Well, at 2 this afternoon, the Metro Ethics Commission is going to meet to talk about the second charge against Councilwoman Judy Green. The charges were filed earlier this year. This one by community activist Ed Springsteen alleges Green broke some council rules having to do with a nonprofit group and some rerouting of money. Philip Bailey knows all about this. He's on his way to the hearing, in fact, at 2 this afternoon, but we grabbed him on the way out the door just for a couple of minutes here to get a preview. Philip, remind us, first of all, of this particular allegation.
Well, like you said, Ed Springsteen, a community activist, brought these charges forward. They basically come down to the fact that back in 2009, 100 black men asked for $1,900 for a mentoring program. Councilman Green secured that money through her neighborhood development funds. However, she instructed officers with 100 black men to ask for about $7,500. The rest of that money was rerouted to other agencies, and some of which weren't had a nonprofit status. And that money was used for things that enriched, I guess, her to a certain degree. She ended up going to a Kentucky Derby fundraiser as a result. But they went to other programs that weren't listed on the original application. So in no documentation was there any list of how that money was spent or where it went to. And council members essentially have said that that is not allowed by the rules of how neighborhood development funds are brought. And during the hearing, essentially Councilman Green blamed that on her former legislative aide, saying that the proper paperwork wasn't accomplished because of her, not because of anything the councilman did directly.
Now, do they absolutely know without a doubt that in the case, for instance, of that Kentucky Derby event, that the tickets were purchased with money that came from that alleged rerouting of funds through 100 black men back to Judy Green?
Yes. Okay. Those funds were used for that. I mean, some of the other programs it went to was a mentoring program for a scholarship program for young African-American girls. Some of that money went to programs associated with Councilman Green's church. So at the time of the hearing, this was the second one. I think this one has been forgotten, I think, in the scheme of things because of the first charges and what they represented. The first charges being the complaint that was filed by Ray Barker Sr., a former political opponent of Councilman Green's, that went to the allegations of the Green Clean Team, that she had used that to enrich her family and the charge of nepotism. The Ethics Commission obviously came back last month with its harshest penalty on that. The charges that she faces today are a bit different in the sense that it's dealing with council rules directly. In many cases, ethical observers were saying that this would have been the slam dunk case of the two, and many didn't expect the first decision to be as harsh as it was, which has now resulted, obviously, in Councilman Green being impeached by fellow council members and the subsequent removal trial, which is supposed to be scheduled sometime in August.
So the council's already decided to act, essentially without even waiting for the results of this second hearing. So, I mean, is there anything that could come out of this hearing that would at all change anything the council would do either way?
Well, as Greg Hovius, who's the attorney for the five members who have brought the impeachment petition before the council, he says that this is a totally separate situation, that the council has total different authority than the commission has. Technically speaking, the council could have moved to remove Councilman Green before the first ethics hearing had come forward, doing its own investigation and own reading of the charges. However, members, I think, wanted to give the opportunity for the Ethics Commission to at least make a ruling on the first one, to give them maybe in some ways a political clearing to do this. But the council could have acted on its own the entire time, but it chose not to. It chose to wait for the Ethics Commission. It's not that the commission has to make a decision and therefore the council can act. The council could act on its own without any decision by the Ethics Commission. I think the council members just wanted that as a way to clear them, pave a way for them to make these steps.
Can we talk for a second about that idea of political cover? What's been the reaction from her constituents, other members of the African American community, to this as it evolved over time?
I think you see that Councilman Green has retained a certain amount of support. She's very popular in her district, particularly for some of these youth programs, the same youth programs that have gotten her in this ethics scandal, embroiled in this ethics scandal. So she remains popular in the district among many. However, I think you see there is a common split, particularly in her district and among African Americans in general, because of the issues of ethical charges have gotten so bad and have continued. I think we're going on a year now, really, since the Green Clean Team was embroiled in a controversy with certain children not being paid as a result of the program mismanagement. So I think you see particularly with Councilwoman Barbara Shanklin, was one of the five members who brought the charges forward, sort of, I think, opens up the idea that African Americans have different views on this depending on who you talk to. But still, I think, as Councilwoman Green has shown, there's a group of people who still support her, who feel she's been persecuted, who feel that other council members have made mistakes as well and haven't been prosecuted to this degree, and that she should be exonerated.
20 seconds left. Councilwoman Green says this is a sham.
She's declared that the ethics hearings were a sham, a waste of taxpayer money, that she is innocent, that she refuses to resign, and that she will fight this to the end. She has appealed the first decision by the Ethics Commission in circuit court. It's expected that she will do the same in this decision, no matter what it is. And if it could come back as no infraction, but it's expected that it will come back as something. And the removal hearing also, I think she's willing to fight to the very end as well.
Philip M. Bailey, he's going to be covering it this afternoon, tweeting at WFPL News, that coming up. It's 1:40.